This episode of Matt and Pat, sponsored by KM Service. Lubrication, because that's all we care about. 310-398-9539.
Well, Mark also cares about taking care of your car. So along with lubrication.
We're really trying to get Mark some business, huh?
Yes. I'm all about helping my buddies get some business.
So what's happening?
We just watched John Carter.
One of the best films I think I've ever seen in my life.
Your first time to see it.
My first time. I'm a John Carter virgin. And I loved it. I really did. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great film. It just goes to show you how really bad the marketing was.
There was no marketing.
There was...
I want to know where the money went.
I guess
they just pocketed it.
No, I know. I tell you... I don't know where the money went, but right now, because they raised, like, ticket prices through the ass at Disneyland.
Now, what's it at?
They're trying to make their money back.
What's their administration ticket cost now?
Well, a standard ticket's, like, $90, but they raised the pass prices by 30%.
Wow. Who can afford that?
I can't. That's why I said screw them.
Who can afford that?
So, anyway, so...
Who can afford anything?
So, we just watch their movies instead.
Wow.
All right, well, let's talk about the little card you got.
Oh, yes, so...
And did you get... question, did you get that at your house or mine?
No, it was my house.
Oh, your house?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I came out...
That's interesting.
...to drive, obviously, to, you know, get my car and drive over here. And someone left a little business card, and it says, "We buy junk cars." I was so taken back. I mean, they're calling my car a junk car. And there's Frank needs to sell his junk car as well. So supposedly I can make anywhere from $150 to $800 with or without papers.
I think, well,
it says with or without papers.
Without papers. Yeah, let's go sell our cars without papers.
So, and I guess I can call Wilmer.
Wilmer?
Yes, so if you want to sell your junk car and make anywhere between $150 to $800. You can call Wilmer.
Here, let's call him right now.
At 323-209.
Wait, why are we sponsoring this guy?
Well, yeah, I figured you're just going to crank call him, are you?
Yeah, let's call him right now. Let's just call him when he answers. We'll say, "You're an asshole," and then hang up.
Oh, no. We'll have to. poor Wilma.
Let me see. Wait, let me block my number first. Okay. 323-209-7400.
So we'll just ask him about, you know, buying junk cars.
I'll let you talk.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Wilmer?
Yeah, I can hear you
too. Yes, hello. Is this Wilmer? I'm calling about selling a junk car.
Yeah, what kind of car do you have?
It's a Park Avenue.
I can't hear you, sir. I don't know what to say.
It's a Park Avenue.
Excuse me?
Yes, it's a Park Avenue Buick.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hello. I was just calling to inquire about junk cars. I found your car.
Oh, yeah, I can't. What kind of car?
It's a Park Avenue Buick.
Are you in speaker right now? Because we don't understand what you're saying right now, sir.
Yes, I'm on the speaker right now.
Yeah, you got to take the speakers out because I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, I'll try and call back later, I guess. All right, well, thank you for your time.
This is recording.
All righty. Bye-bye. He couldn't hear.
Well, you know, I know why. Because the microphone's here.
Okay. That makes sense. So, legit.
We have a sophisticated setup here.
I wanted to ask him some questions about how legitimate they are. Like, how does it work? They just show up and give, like, you know, $800 for my car without papers?
Without papers. Hi, there's about 15 cars on my street right now. I'll sell them.
Oh, I would love to. All the people that park on, you know, in the apartments, and then they, you know, park in front of the house and everyone's house.
Dude, well, here's what you do. You call Wilbur or whatever the hell his name is every time when someone moves into the houses behind you. Hey, I got a, like, brand new
Mercedes.
Just showed up yesterday.
Without
papers.
I have no papers, but it's my car.
It's my car, so you can tow it away.
How about I'll take $900? How about that? Because that's a BMW. Could you go like $100 more than the $800? Because I mean, that's a lot of money, but you know.
Oh my God! Hi, Wilbur.
So I mean, it's legitimate.
Big breasts.
So.
Okay.
You know what would be interesting? You know what would be interesting is put that number into, like, you know, if there's a Better Business Bureau database for phone numbers.
Yeah, right? Let's look it up real quick.
And see, you know, where it's listed.
Let's see what this number shows up. 323-209-7400. Mrs. Grumpy Woman. Okay, that's not it.
No, they weren't grumpy. They were
hash
very
hard
nice.
Numbers and free phone numbers between 323, blah, blah, blah. Reverse number lookup. I love the power of the internet.
Did you find Wilbur? Is he there? Does he have, like, his own webpage?
Hey,
buy cars.
Hey, I give the guy credit. He knew we were on speakerphone.
We buy cars.
Well, he
couldn't hear me because I'm on the mic, right?
Oh, there we go. Let's see. Reverse
is
number.
Is that it?
Well, no, it's just general area.
Oh, it's just showing the numbers.
Let's see. No. You know, instead of the number, let me just try. We buy junk cars.
It looks like a junk webpage. Look at that.
What the hell did
look
I...
Look at that.
What is that? I see a massage.
That's amazing.
There's a gypsy woman and a couple making out.
I bet they make lots of money on that.
Some hotties.
Take a screenshot of that.
What is that?
Can you take a screenshot? That is the greatest webpage ever.
That's just like a newspaper.
Well, it's just...
Yeah, page 68 to 69 is like a newspaper.
Ads.
Oh, it's e-classified. There we go. elclassificado.com.
Let's make our own ecafado.com.
Hey, here's Antonio's Towing. Let's call him and give him this number.
With no papers, he'll tow a car
to the other one.
Wow. Can you imagine if someone actually, like, you know, if Wilmer actually showed up and stole my car?
Oh, dude.
That'd be horrible.
Recycling USA. Oh, wait a minute. No. Koreatown. No.
I mean, obviously, they're somewhere in the LA area, right? 323.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're not even showing up anywhere,
Why would they put it on my car?
Dude,
just because my car's in 1988.
They're like, there's a shit car. Let's give him a car.
And the poor paint's coming off.
That's funny. Yeah, and there's like no address or anything.
Yeah. Wilmer.
Well, obviously it's...
I wonder if there's, you know, there's a bunch of people there, right? So I wonder if it was maybe even just a home.
I don't know.
Better Business Bureau. Let's check them out.
It's probably a cell phone number.
Could be.
Yeah, it's probably just, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. There is no ad. There's no name. There's just the phone number.
I'm not licensed for anything, right? Like, I don't even know.
Call Wilmer. Let me see. Well, let me look up Wilmer.
There's not even a last name, is there?
No, there's nothing.
It's Wilmer.
Wilmer 333.
Wilmer.com/7400.
Wilmer, no, I'm just getting just... No, there's nothing.
Wow.
Just, yeah.
What a front. It's probably a front organization.
Oh, something, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
No, if I wake up and tomorrow my car's missing, I'll know. Oh, there's Frank. Frank is...
Frank, oh, that's what you should have said to Wilmer.
Oh, poor
Are
Wilmer.
You really going to do this?
Well,
or
you know,
are you
I give Wilmer credit because he's trying to, you know, he's trying to make things happen for himself. Poor Dave.
I can't
play too often because then I'm going to get headaches. My head's going to hurt. And our, like, two listeners, their head's going to hurt.
I said earlier we're not a very sophisticated show because I don't plug my iPhone into anything. I just hold a speaker up. Actually, we are growing. I mean, this is episode 3.
Yes.
And now we have a soundboard.
We do
with about
basically it's Frank and Dave.
Frank and Dave from episode two.
All it is. Well, unfortunately, we don't have anything from Dave to play. No, something new.
No, Dave. I know you're listening. You didn't call us. We're upset.
Well, you know what? Frank is going to call immediately because he wants to be here.
Yeah, but he doesn't know when we do this,
which is good.
Well, there.
Which is very wise.
You know,
no, Frank is working hard. He has his new job.
Well, he has his database job.
Yeah, so that's very cool.
And he's not a temp.
No, he's full real deal. He's not like Wilmer passing out business cards with, you know. I wonder how much money I would get for my car.
I don't know. I love the fact that you're holding the headphone on.
Oh, yes. we were getting ready, right? And I put the headset on. This is for the listeners, right? So I was putting the headset on and you know, I break everything. So, of course, I break this.
Snap!
Right?
Uh-oh.
I break. I have a tendency to break things.
Who broke your head? Who broke your other headset? That was the chair or the cat? Or no, Jake.
That was Jake.
The dog broke your USB headset.
Yeah, I had it resting on my chair. And Jake, who's a golden retriever, weighs about 95 pounds, comes in and he wanted to be petted, right? He wanted to be brushed.
Yeah.
So that's he's a smart dog, right? He has me trained. He comes in and he brushes against my chair. He slams against my chair.
His buttocks.
You know, to get my attention.
And then, wha-bam, there goes the USB headset.
And then there goes my headset. Which
nice.
Is, you know.
That's awesome.
So there you go, right? So what else? So you like John Carter?
I like John Carter. I thought it was a great film.
It made,
not enough money.
It made $30 million.
On Blu-ray, number one DVD. Blu-ray sale, number three Blu-ray, so number three DVD sales.
Yes, so it'll be interesting to see, what it does for next week. So, here's a quick little tidbit. So in the little fan club, John Carter fan club, one of the cool ladies, name is Rebecca, if I have the name right, hopefully I do. She went down and met with her or talked with a publicist for Taylor Kitsch.
I saw this on Facebook.
And he was really cool because he signed a whole bunch of stuff, and they're going to go down to the San Diego Comic Con and they're going to raffle off some of these items. So, basically to help support the group.
Right.
Right. How cool is that?
That's awesome. I like the picture where it's like to the best damn fans ever. That's cool.
So, yeah. I mean, I do. I do hope they do a sequel.
I was looking for a John Carter soundboard, but they don't have one.
Oh, I bet they're Virginia. Right? That'd be a good one.
We'll
follow you anywhere, right? And then you could play Frank's voice.
Here, John Carter, Virginia. Virginia. Let's see. Virginia. Let's see if that comes up. John Carter, Virginia clip. Well, that's the clips. I'm not going to play any of that because I don't want to get sued for any sort of...
Right.
Disney's going to come up my butt now and...
Well, they're known for that.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's do this one. This one's always a favorite.
What, Wilmer?
Dude! Could have called Wilmer and used this one.
What's that one?
Oh, no, that's not what I wanted. Where's the one? God, I got to find it.
Oh, you're doing the old school Schwarzenegger. Oh, man.
These are great, man. These are great.
What was the guy's name that used to do that all the time? Did he have a name or did he go by a name?
For what?
For, just doing his crank calls with Arnold.
Oh, I don't know.
Dude, that was back in what, the mid-90s? It's like the... Oh, there's still... Wow, there's still a whole board with all his...
How are you?
Oh, shit, that's loud. Yeah. Oh, dude, that... He called Wilmer.
How are you? Good morning.
Oh, poor
Hi.
Wilmer.
Thomas Aquinas.
I can't...
Where did Thomas Aquinas come from? Maybe, what was it, The Last Day or...
Curses. This website sucks because I can't see anything.
Well, you lack discipline.
Wow.
Shut up!
Wow, that...
And it's loud, too.
What the hell did you do?
Yeah, you can take some.
One of us is in deep trouble.
Oh, I should have called Wilmer. Hey, hello. Oh, one of us is in deep trouble.
You probably think it's the governor.
Stop being such a pussy.
I got him.
You should not drink and bake. Fuck you, asshole.
Play that to Frank.
Wait, here we go. I gotta do this, here we go.
You're gonna time them.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, Oh, of course it doesn't work.
No, denied.
I don't believe you. Fuck you, asshole.
All right. So let's see.
At least Frank, you know, Frank is, he's happy. He's doing well.
What's in your folder, Pat? Hey, this should be the segment. Like, yes. like we have our opening, and then
that
we have...
That was quite an opening. I think we probably lost our, you know, three listeners. What the hell is this?
Okay, and then we have a segment called Pat's Folder.
With my, like, earpiece falling off. And my $800 car outside. Towed away.
By Wilmer. By Wilmer. Okay, so...
Let's see. Okay, well, this is actually really sad. This is from USA Today, and it's talking about the suicides by way of the military. Right, so you know we've had this military action for the last 11 years in Iraq and Afghanistan and wherever else, right? And just really sad. It was this article is talking about how you know the troops are so many troops are having their stress related conditions. Oh, go away, Arnold! I didn't vote for him.
All right, so anyways, yes, obviously we understand there are military suicides.
You know, it's just talking about just... I just thought it was really sad.
Well, it is sad.
It's horrible.
I think it's sad when anyone kills themselves, you know?
All right, that goes in the pile.
Hey!
See, if I were president, I would get us out of the war. I'd just say forget it.
I'd say bring our troops home.
I'd say get, you know, why, there's no reason why we're there. Other than probably oil and, well, here's an interesting thing. The, you know, when we took over Afghanistan again, right, with the Taliban, all the poppy seeds were replanted, right?
So, nice. You
know, drug trade.
Well,
go,
we need we need our bagels.
So, dude.
We need our bagels.
You know, you could actually have, legally, you could have a poppy plant.
Yeah.
But you just can't have, you know, full field growing.
Oh, yeah. No, in fact.
So there's a neighbor. He has one.
Yeah, no, and there's
And they're beautiful.
There's many tips on the web about going to get a job. And they say if you're going to go get a job and you're doing an interview for whatever job it is, like 2 days prior, don't eat.
No, because you'll get busted.
Bagels. Because if they do a drug test, it comes up as a false positive for opiates.
Yes, that's true.
I don't even know if this is recording.
Yeah, we need DDF's, you know.
I'm gonna call him right now.
You're gonna call him?
I'm gonna call him.
Definitely a DDF moment here.
I'm gonna call him and see if he'll answer.
He won't. So you know. So anyway. So you know. I was looking around and just seeing like what type of stuff there is for veterans and whatnot for, you know, if they can call people for help. And there's an organization called National Veterans Foundation.
Is this his number? That bottom one.
Sure, try it.
It could
be Wilmer.
The other numbers I have are 310, and that shows you how long ago I updated this.
Delete that. So you know,
if he doesn't answer, I'm calling Joe's in New York.
Dude, that'd be cool. And ask like how much are the frozen? what are in their frozen peas?
Yes, this is Agent Smith from the FBI. I need to talk to your employee,
this
David DeFrancesco.
I want to buy your car.
I want to buy the
car that Dave smacked
the deer with.
I wonder if he could get, you know, $800 for that. Oh, is this DDF?
I'm calling.
Okay.
He's not going to hear you, though, unless you yell.
No, I won't yell. He's not home.
This is his iPhone. I don't have his home number. I just have an iPhone.
We're going to get his message.
I'm going to prank call him.
Wait, are you going to... You should prank call him with his own messages.
Hello. You have reached David DeFrancesco. Not available. Leave a message. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I don't even know if this is recording. Hey, this is... DDF. I like women with big breasts.
DDF. He needs to send us a tape.
Dave, I know you're listening, and if you don't, send us, we're gonna call you every week.
If you're
buddy.
Not listening, we're gonna send Wilmer on you, and he's gonna buy your car for. You know, maybe $250.
Oh, man. All right. All right, so Dave's not answering.
No.
Wait, wait, he works at Trader Joe's.
He does.
Which one?
I don't know.
In New York, right?
Well, how many are in New York? I think it's upstate New York.
Upstate New York. I'll say.
Call Trader Joe's.
So Trader Joe's confirms store openings in Albany area. Oh, yeah, hang on, hang on. Well, let's see. The name comes to Trader Joe's face.
Well, if you just go to, like, Trader Joe's main page, probably, I would think, right?
They'd I can't look up an employee.
Well, no, you look up, like, store locations.
Well, yeah.
And then you're, like, calling every store in New York. Is DDF there?
Is DDF there?
I need to talk to DDF about produce.
about DDF's produce?
Yes, I need to talk to him about produce.
I need the demo man that's producing.
Where's the demo man?
That's
he's
producing.
Famous. I want to hire him.
But what is his address?
I don't even know.
I'm just going to put...
It's 7520 What's West the... Baker Street in...
What's the zip?
Know.
I don't know. Here, New York. Okay, so I got
there's
two.
Probably, there's probably only like three or four stores
I got
in
New
York.
Two for New York.
Okay.
Trader Joe's Albany, 535, and Trader Joe's Rochester, 534.
Go Rochester.
That says coming soon. Wait, these are coming soon.
Are they?
Wait a minute. How can it be? These both say coming soon. So there's no stores in New York?
Well, no, they are. They're just...
Why? Okay.
That's probably just the coming soon page.
No, no, no. It's just saying in New York, there's only two, and they're coming soon. Produce is coming soon.
So wait a minute. So let's just think about this for a moment. What if there are no Trader Joe's stores? Then what is DDF really, truly doing?
He's working in a different state.
Is it like some super covert spy operation?
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, no, that's something
Florida.
Else. That's Florida. Let's see.
So his Trader Joe's Dr. Iguana is just...
There's no phone number, so you can't call these because they're coming soon. Huh.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. Trader Joe's, upstate New York, Dream Comes True, Biz Journals. This is January 6th. Trader Joe's will open a store on Wolf Road in Colony, New York, the company said today. The first location in the Albany area for the population's specialty grocery chain. He doesn't drive an hour and a half to go somewhere else to work, does he?
He drives pretty far.
Well, that's probably
that's
why, then.
Standing.
So he's not in New York. He's somewhere else. Okay, let's see here. Let's go to his Facebook page. Since he didn't answer our phone call, Dave. Let's see here. David DeFrancesco. The star. Oh, let's see here. Clinton Corners, New York. That's where he lives. What the hell is this? Oh, that's a cool photo. Like, they're all like... See, that's the thing. Is I look at her and I look at this guy.
And you think he's a bad guy?
Yeah, right.
And she's like...
Right.
The nice,
right. Yeah,
girl.
She's the one with the hatchet. That's awesome. Okay, let's see. Where's the info page? There we go.
Well, I'll probably say, you know, Trader Joe's, but I won't say where.
Well, let's see. Address. Yep, I live somewhere Clinton Corners, New York. Neighborhood Dutchess County. Let's see. Okay, so let's do this. Let's do Trader Joe's near Dutchess County. Hudson Valley Trader Joe's signatures? No. Stores in Trader Joe's. Dude, I don't know. I give up. Sorry, Dave, we're not calling you work.
I bet I could find it.
Let's call Rich. He's a manager.
No, he's not. He's just part-time. He went back to part-time.
Oh, he went back to part-time.
He went back to... Which is actually, you know, I wouldn't want to be a full-time at Trader Joe's. I mean, they paid well, but the issue was you just worked so many hours.
Dude, let's call Rich.
I don't have his number.
I do. Here, let's call him. Let's see if Rich answers. Rich will be like, what are you doing? Here we go. Okay, I got his number. Here we go. Ready? Okay. Da-da-da-da. Speakerphone. He's not going to hear you, though.
He's probably working, too.
Either he's like, oh, it's Matt. He's going to post a picture.
Hi, this is Richard. I love my phone. I hate my phone service. Leave a message at the tone, and I'll get back to you. If it's a long message, you might be better off sending me an email if it's extremely important. You're better off texting me. Alrighty, thank you.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to call us back.
Hey, this is DDF. I like women with big breasts. I don't even know if this is recording.
He'll be so confused.
If it's, what? That was the most bizarre message I think I've heard in my life. I hate my phone service. If it's a long message, you're better doing something else. And if it's important, you're better off texting me. Okay, this is really important, so I'm going to text him.
You have choices. They're choices. I don't know what to tell you.
That was weird. Okay, I'm going to send him a text message that says, this is important. I'm just going to say, this is important, and see how long it takes for him to reply.
I don't think he's going to reply.
Well, that's why I left it vague.
Yeah.
All right, back to Pat's folder.
Okay, so I was just, I came across there's a National Veterans Foundation, and they're all about helping veterans. So I thought, well, how cool is that? So just, in relationship to that last previous article.
About soldiers killing themselves.
And the general suffering. So here's a number, 1-888-777-4443. And that's to call the National Veterans Foundation. But they have I was just looking through their webpage. And they have, VA benefit guide. They have employment centers. They have different events. They have different, a whole host of just really cool things.
That's awesome.
So.
What's their number again?
1-888-777-4443. So that's cool.
Awesome.
Okay. So let's see. What else do I have in here? I got to get a thing in for Obama. This is from Penny Star, and this is, where is this from? Do I have a listing here? Oh, here it is, CNSnews.com, and it talks about how President Obama he's way up in terms of winning an election in France if he were to run there. He's really popular in France with 92% of the people, they want him reelected in France. So, there you go.
Okay, I'm gonna go on a tangent.
But it's interesting because France, they just had their elections, and they just elected their new little leader, and
Well, he's French, of course. He's little.
He's totally all about collectivism and socialism and all that stuff, and so of course the people want someone akin to that, right? So there you go.
That's awesome. Okay, here, I'm gonna interrupt you. So this is a little story I want to share because I think I want your opinion on this. So I'm thinking about buying a digital SLR camera, and I've been thinking about buying one for many years now. Never got around to doing it, but now with all the stuff I'm doing, everything like that, ready to buy one. Okay, so I'm price shopping online. I'm looking at eBay. I'm looking at websites, things like this, and I find a place. See, the thing is like. If I order online, it's a certain, like if I go to like Sammy's Camera, okay, I go online, it's X amount,
and they're pretty good.
I like Sammy's Camera. The downside is then when you go to the store, it's $150 more because of course they're paying for their brick and mortar stuff, right?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then if you buy online,
okay.
And when it comes to big purchases like that, I like to go to a physical store, okay. Just so you can see it, you can see the people you're dealing with. If there's any issues, you don't have to deal with a no name. You don't know who you're talking with, that sort of thing. It's kind of a protective thing maybe. But anyways, so I find a place that's 5 minutes this way, like right down the road. And I take it back. I find a place. I find a the same camera on eBay and it's a store. It's an eBay store.
Okay.
So I look at the eBay store. And they've got like 1,400 something positive, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Then I look up the eBay store, and I find the actual name of the company that's behind the eBay store, okay? I look up that store and find out they're literally right down the street. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. So it says, on eBay, contact member. It says contact member, and then usually you write a message in eBay, and it sends it off. But their message in eBay says, you know, if you want a response, only send us an email to this address, which is like pick apart or some shit like that, you know, at a Gmail account. So I'm like, okay, so I email him last night. I'm like, hey, I live right down the street and I'm thinking about buying this thing. You know, I'll buy it through eBay, but can I just come pick it up? You know, they're listed in Los Angeles. I don't want to spend $20 to ship something that's a 5-minute drive. That just seems stupid. But I'm not really doing this because I don't want them to ship it. I want to see what kind of customer service they're going to come back with. You know, what their response is going to be. Hey, come on in. We're happy for your business or whatever. So I get this cryptic email that's like, you know, $700. We don't do local pickups. We have to ship to you, you know.
Well, they want the money from shipping.
So, or whatever, whatever.
I would bet.
So I reply back and I say, all right, well, if that's what you think customer service is, you just lost $700. You know, I'll go to Sammy's camera. But what was interesting was I CC'd it to another address at Gmail, which I found. I found like two or three different email addresses for him. So I CC'd it to the other one. I got a reply back from them saying, we don't know who that address is or where you got that, but that's not us. I'm like, well, dude, I got it right off your own eBay page, right? So they're like, no, we do local pickups, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right.
Wow, the plot thickens.
So I'm like, well, I don't know if your account has been compromised or not. And then I started looking up, you know, looking them up, and I found an old eBay account from them that ended in 2010 with like 700 negative responses, right? Now, I don't know if those negative responses on the older account were due to the fact that someone had hacked their account. Because they're like, you know, item never shipped, item never showed up, item never showed up, item never showed up, right? And so I'm thinking, boy, this sounds just like what I'm running into now. There's an email address that they don't know about. It's part of their account.
But you got it off of their...
Off their eBay page, right.
Okay, but if they were... I mean, I would think if you have an eBay page, you would oftentimes see your own eBay page.
Right.
And you would see
right.
what's actually listed on your own eBay page.
That's right. That's right. And you would look at your own contact info. So I'm like, that sounds a little suspicious to me. Because now you've got an old eBay account that's no longer active, but it's got like 700 negative responses that had your account, your actual store name on it. I'm not going to say the store name, but anyways, had your store name on it. Now you've got a new eBay account that's totally different name. It's got hundreds of positive responses. And you've replied to my email saying, you don't know anything about the other thing, you're going to check into it. And you do local pickups. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And so I said, well, you know, should I pay through PayPal? Should I whatever? And then they send back and saying, no, we only take cash.
Red flag. That's a red flag to me.
So I'm, yeah.
Total red flag.
Yeah. I'm like, so you only take cash and you want, I'm like, dude.
And, no. And you don't even know who this other individual is on your...
That apparently you're being shipped to? I'm like, eh.
Wow. Well, you know, it's interesting because I've been watching the last past week, I've been watching American Greed. So last Wednesday, I was just looking through the cable channels and I came across it. And so I was watching it. And it's a program that deals with different individuals or corporations that are involved in these horrendous examples of greed. So, for example,
now is this just greed, or is this like con artist sort of thing as well?
Yes. I mean, it's open ended.
Okay,
right. And so it's been, I guess they're starting their fifth season, and it's hosted or narrated by Stacey Keach, who's a famous actor.
Okay,
and you know, he has that great kind of gravelly voice that's.
Right.
You're like, oh, this is really important. But anyway, I mean, it's just, you know, a lot of the episodes, I went on and I found a bunch of episodes, previous episodes on Hulu.
Okay.
And so many Ponzi schemes.
Really?
Where basically, you know, the person would say, hey, give me some money and I have a great investment deal. You can make 25%, 35% or even more on your return. And of course, the person.
Wow.
Goes, wow, that sounds cool.
That's yeah.
Like I'll do it. Like you seem legit.
Through the roof, yeah.
Right, and then the person gives their money, and what happens? Well,
they just bought a digital camera.
Well, with their own, you know, person's money, right? So I mean, you know, it's just interesting. I wonder if that's just your little camera story. If that's just an example of.
Hey, Rich just texted me back.
What did he say?
Huh? Couldn't make out your message. Was giving the kid a bath. Wow.
Well, that's cool. He sent me back a text. That's cool.
Yeah. Although he couldn't understand my message, which is...
Well, it's just Dave. Just, yeah, because it's, you know, DDF. It's like, what?
Okay, so should I ask him what store does DDF work at? Yeah,
just,
okay.
Yeah, just say, hey, you know, we're you know...
Pat and I are...
wondering which store DDF works at.
Well, first I'll say, like, oh, cool. Oh, cool. Pat and I are trying to find out which Joe's DDF works at. Do you happen to know? See what he says. All right, go ahead.
So, no, it's just, you know, it just sounds like that's a big red flag.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it's interesting you're talking about the Ponzi schemes and all that kind of stuff, too, because there was a show, I watched like one episode of it, I forgot what it was called, but it was all about ex-cons that have, you know, now, you know, told their secrets, and they're showing how they used to do tricks and things like that. And the best one ever was they go and they rent this little, they rent a booth, like at some trade show.
Oh, I remember you telling me this.
Yeah. Okay. And so they rent a booth or whatever, and they have a little contest, and it's selling lottery tickets. And so they have two types of lottery tickets. They have, like, a $5 lottery ticket and a $20 lottery ticket. And the $5, like, the most you can win is, like, $1,000 or something like that. But the $20 ticket, you can win, like, a full, like, cruise for 7 days or some nonsense like that. Okay, so in comes this couple. And it's a boat show or something like that, if I remember correctly. And they come in, and it's a young couple, totally young couple. Like, I think they just got married or something like that.
Congratulations.
So they go in, and the guy says, yeah, you know, I want to buy, like, a $5 lottery ticket, because he's not going to spend a whole lot of money or whatever like that. So he spends $5. Oh, Richard replied. Let's see what he says. Well, I'll finish my story first. So he spends $5 and gets a ticket and scratches off, and he's, like, the winner of, you know, so first of all, okay, so now they got him for $5. That's the first thing. They got him for $5. Okay, give him a fake lottery ticket. He scratches it off, da-da-da-da-da. I've won the cruise, okay? And he hands it back to the lady, and the lady's like, she's not really sure, you know? And then she says, well, give me a minute. She goes in the back, and out comes, like, a manager. He's, like, in a suit, whatever. And he's whispering back to forth. And then he walks in. He says, hello, sir, how are you? And the manager's now talking to the guy, of course. And he says, yeah, you know, I'm very happy that you know, congratulations. I'm very happy for you that you won. Unfortunately, you know, our employee handed you a $20 ticket and not the $5 ticket. So unless we make up the difference, we can't give you the grand prize.
Red flag.
So that's so guy's like, well, I just want a cruise. Of course, I'll give you $15. So now another $15. So now they got him in for $20. So, okay, you're great. Now, here's how you claim your prize. On the back, there's a phone number. You got to call that and talk to our, you know, our agent on the phone and give them your info and, you know, and we'll get you all set up. Okay, so the guy whips out his cell phone. Now he's calling a number. It's like it's not an 800 number.
So he's going to charge for that.
$45 a minute or something stupid like that. So he calls, and the person he's talking to is literally on a phone in a delivery truck right outside the building. Okay. And the guy's like, you know, hey, welcome to such and such, you know, grand prize, you know, information hotline, blah, blah, blah. And he plays like this 2-minute spiel or something. So now the guy's already in for $100 on top of his 20 because he's waiting, you know, please wait while our assistants are helping other people. So he's being charged per minute for this, blah, blah, blah. Finally, the guy gets on the phone and he says, congratulations. Okay. You know, are you over 18 years old? And the guy's like, yeah, I'm 20 or whatever. And he's like, well, we need to verify your information. So can we get your address? You know, can we get a major credit card so we can contact the credit card company?
Don't do it.
Guy gives him the credit card number, the address. So now he's got the billing address of the card.
No.
And so he says, oh, hang on, let me verify your information. So puts him on hold for another like 10 minutes. While he's on phone for 10 minutes, he starts charging stuff to the card right away. Charging stuff. Comes back. You know, long story short, the guy's in for like $40,000 or something like that. And then they come out and they tell him, sir, you owe us $40,000. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, you've just been conned. You know? And so they got him for the $5 ticket, they got him for the $20 ticket, they got him for the per-minute charge on the cell phone thing, and he gave up his credit card number and his home address and phone number, and they just started, you know, charging stuff on, you know, online or whatever.
Let's see if it's too good to be true.
It is. It always is. It
probably is.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Yeah. I mean, what a great... Oh, here. He said, it's either Danvers or Danbury. Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. I can't wait for Dave to call Rich after this episode.
He'll be all confused.
Because Rich doesn't know we're doing a podcast.
No, I don't think he does.
No.
No.
He doesn't know anything about that. So,
no.
So he thinks I'm just asking because Dave's my friend. But...
Yeah, well, he is your friend.
I know. I'm just being funny.
But it's just, I mean, it's so interesting watching show after show of dealing with these individuals that are so ruthless in terms of...
It's Danbury, Connecticut. Everything okay? Oh, yeah. We just didn't know. We just didn't know, that's all. And I'll put the classic Riggins heh at the end. Danbury, Connecticut.
Connecticut Yankee.
That's okay, so let's look at that now. Okay, go ahead.
So it's just, I mean, for example, the like the Murdoch case.
Murdoch?
Right? The
Ponzi.
Bernie Madoff, that's it, right?
Bernie Madoff, yeah. Made off with your money.
Well, it's so fascinating because one of the big red flags, the money was being deposited into his own personal account.
Okay.
Right? So, for example, like my stock guy, my money is with a certain institution.
Okay.
It doesn't go into my stock broker buyer's own personal account.
Okay, there we go.
You know, but I mean, if you're buying stock... I mean, that's, you know, that's just a huge red flag.
He said, sheesh, thought it was important. That's funny. Okay. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
So, you know, wow. And then another thing, he was wiring money back from his New York account to his, he had an account over in England. So it looked like there's actual transactions going on.
Sure, this guy wasn't a mobster.
Right. Well, I'm sure he probably had ties... Oh, well, who knows? I mean, it just, you know, so many ways in which he worked that system.
Yeah, yeah.
And took so many, and
well, that's the thing. There's all so many loopholes in the system.
So many loopholes. And he, you know, he worked in that industry for so many years, he knew all the tricks.
Yep.
You know, what was really sad, a lot of people, say, for example, like, you know, say you have a company and you have a retirement, you know, account with your company, they would have... He would give people money to go find people that would go buy into his system.
Ah. Right?
So he'd give you like a finder's fee.
Right.
Right? So,
right.
Oh, you got me this account? Okay, here's your kickback money. The
right.
thing is, the people that have that account, they don't know where their money's being stored now.
I see, right.
And so a lot of, you know, when you know, the House of Cards collapsed, a lot of people were like, wait a minute, we didn't have money with him. Oh, well, you did.
You did, but didn't
and
know it.
Like, what?
Right. Right.
You know, so now, so, you
right,
know.
Right, because they thought they were through somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Man.
You know, they had no clue. And then here's like, it's just bad. So here's the other thing is, you know, people are looking for the restitution, right? Like, hey, you know, he took X amount of money. We want it back.
We want it back.
Well,
right.
We don't know where it is.
Right.
And so it's interesting, a lot of people are like, well, wait a minute, I was getting my monthly statement saying about how much I made in profit.
Which was all bogus.
Which is all bogus, it was all made up. But
right.
Here's the thing, though, they pay taxes on that.
Oh,
right?
So do they get the tax money back?
So, well, here's the thing, right? So, like, so when I...
That's awesome, when they were claiming income that wasn't really income.
That wasn't real.
Nice.
Right? So, like, when I get my, you know, I send off my tax stuff.
Right.
I send off my tax stuff.
Yep.
As my stock information.
Right. Yep.
Because if you don't do it, that you're breaking the law.
That's right. Well, it's income. You have to claim all your income.
To claim it, right?
Yeah, you have to claim your income.
And they're being good. They're like, I'm claiming my income because I made X amount of money from my... Bernie Madoff, whatever.
So does the government pay him back?
No. The IRS said, no, we don't have to pay you back.
Nice.
And it's something, it's somewhere in like the you know, $20 to $40 billion range that the IRS made money off of money
that's
that
insane.
Wasn't real.
That's insane. Dude, I think honestly, I think the government hired Bernie Madoff. I don't think he's really in prison. I think he's like in a bunker or something.
Well, no, I mean, he's well. That's the other thing too. Is
yeah, that or he was their scapegoat.
Well, they're. Well, it well. What's really sad is just the ramification. Like, you know, like his own son committed suicide. Talk about suicide, right? His own son committed suicide because, you know, I mean, just how many lives are broken,
right? Well, yeah. I mean, what kind of shame? And, what kind of shame are you going to live through with that? Right. You know,
and
that's
and,
your dad. Your dad.
A couple of his close associates, you know, did the same thing, or potentially maybe they knew too much and they were. Who knows?
Right, right.
But, I mean, just how many lives have been devastated?
No, that's true.
You know, just because of I want all these things. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, he was a dictator without being a dictator. I mean, you look at Saddam Hussein, right? You know, who lived in a palace, and you know, his people outside the palace were just starving, and
yeah,
it's the same thing. I mean, there's a certain mentality. There's a certain amount of selfishness. In some people that just goes beyond.
It's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know, but it makes for a really interesting episode of Cable.
Hey, let's see. Where
are you going to look him up?
No. I was going to show you something because I don't know if you've seen it or not. Let's see. Well, continue on to the next subject.
What else do I have? So, Obama's big in France. There you go. France is, I mean, I've been to France. It's beautiful. So, there you go. Oh, this is something I wanted to mention. The whole thing about Apple's announcement, was that last week? I guess it was. All right? The Worldwide Developers Conference.
Yes, WWDC. Oh, I know right? What you're going to talk about.
So, I really want to talk about, there's an article here, and it's talking about the idea that Apple is really trying to stick it to Google. Because remember, Steve Jobs was all about, you know, I don't care how much money I burn through.
Yes, right.
I want to take Google
down. Right.
I want to take them down, you know, throw down, take the gauntlets off.
Right.
And fight.
Right.
And then when Tim Cook became CEO, I didn't get that impression that he had that type of
mentality
that you thought, well, that's Steve Jobs being Steve Jobs, and
right,
you know, for better or for worse, he's going to go for it. And Tim Cook kind of pops in, and he's like, his demeanor just seems different. He just seems like a very just different individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so the article, it's entitled "Better Off Without You: Apple's Slow Motion Divorce from Google." And it's by a fellow by the name of Jeff Duncan, if I pronounce that correctly. But he just goes on to talk about Siri and the different maps and iOS 6 and...
Which I'm running.
And also just, you know, what Apple's doing in terms of the Facebook integration.
Uh-huh, right. Well, they've done Twitter, so obviously it makes sense that they would be doing Facebook,
I was going to ask your kind of thoughts on, does it seem to you that Apple really is, in a sense, going after Google? And you know, Steve was very direct and open.
I think there is, my view of it is that there is some spillover after having Steve Jobs pass away. There is, obviously, Steve Jobs said before he died, or was it in the book, about where he said he had like up to 4 years worth of stuff, you know, already ready to go.
Oh, yes.
Something like that.
Ideas
ideas. So I think a lot of this is still spillage from Steve Jobs. Tim Cook is definitely a different, he's got the Apple mentality, but he's kind of going, well, we're going to change a few things that need to be changed. And I mean, I don't know if you saw it, but on, I think it was Mac Rumors, There was some information yesterday, I think it was posted, about now Apple store employees are getting like a 25% raise.
Oh, yes. I read that.
Like an extra $4 an hour.
Yeah.
And that's...
That wouldn't have happened in Cook's, I don't think.
No, that's definitely Cook doing that.
Well, definitely, it's Cook and probably his other board members.
Yeah, because
like,
they're
you
saying...
You know what? We have, what, 100 gazillion million trillion dollars...
I'd like to wait a year and then have you go try and get another job at Apple and see what the difference is in the whole hiring process.
Well, I
bet you'd be different. I bet you it'd be different. It probably would be somewhat the same, but I think there would be some things different.
Could be.
I think
it was funny too because the one person said, "Oh, you can come back and apply." But I just thought, well, you know, not if the lady who's the you know, I should write a letter to Tim Cook about that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fill our viewers in.
Well, no, it's just just in terms of after Apple's announcement for the worldwide development, they had their cool announcement with the MacBook Pro, the laptop,
the Retina,
right? I mean, that looks really cool.
Yeah,
right. Nice machine. Then they went through and talked about they're going to have really super cool maps that are going to beat Google's maps, basically.
Yeah, and right? And what's interesting is it's classic Apple. It's like, they, you know, they released iOS 6 beta to us developers, and obviously you're a developer as well, and I've got it installed here, and I'm like, hey, I can't do 3D maps. Oh, hey, I can't do this. Hey, I can't do that. And it's interesting because I understand Apple's mentality about, you know, we're not going to enable certain features because we want it to run those features we want to run very smooth. And so the things that really we want to run smooth,
you have to do on the
you have to do it on the newest model,
right?
You know,
smooth equipment.
I mean, it's like, you know,
so if you need DDF to say smooth.
This is iPhone 4, so I don't have a 4S. I don't have Siri. I haven't used Siri. And you know, if Apple comes out with a new phone later this year, I'll buy one of those. So I'll be okay. But it's just kind of interesting because I'm like, oh, it's like iOS 6, cool. Let's install it. And then it's like, oh, I can do like, you know,
you can't use it.
One thing.
Yeah.
One thing I do, I tell you what, one thing I'm very, very happy about is up until iOS 6, one feature, one thing for doing the App Store, whenever you go in the App Store and you say, okay, I'm going to install an app, and then, you know, it takes you out of the App Store and it drops it onto the, you know, the screen, and then you have to wait, and you have to go back to the App Store to install something else. They've removed that.
Nice.
And so what you can do now is whenever you go through a list, and you see a list of like programs, it'll have installed like this. Like I can say buy, or you know, here, let me see if I can find a free one. I'll show you here. It's actually pretty cool. Top free, okay. So check this out. So now I'll go, okay, this here I'm gonna say free, and I'm gonna say install. It's like, I know they're optimizing the code, but it's really slow right now. It's really bad. Okay, so I'm install that one. Now, it's the first time I'm installing something since, you know, last time, so I have to type in my password, of course, once. That's normal. So let me type that in. Okay, so I hit OK, and now it just says installing, and then it'll start. You'll start to see the little progress bar over here on the actual icon as it's moving along. Now, what's great about that is that it's kind of like a queue system. So now it's installing that one. You can see it's moving right there.
Oh, yeah.
Now I can go over here and say install this one, and it just queues it up.
Nice.
And I can say, oh, install this one.
So it doesn't take you off like it used
it
to.
Does, right. It doesn't take you out of the screen, and you have to come back to it. So that's I'm really happy they finally changed
that. Smart.
But, yeah, the majority of the features, you know, I not only need the newest phone, but also need Siri.
Well, it also helps not yours, but I'm saying Apple's sales.
Well, no, yeah. Well, here's an example. I mean, I have a GPS app on here that I'm very happy with, and I like it a lot. This is a MotionX GPS Drive. Really, really like this one. And it's 99 cents for the app, and then the app works great, very happy with it. And then if you want the voice guidance stuff, then you pay like $25 a year or something like that. But it's really cool. I like it. I'm supporting them for that. Okay, that's cool. So then iOS 6 comes out, and then you've got built-in navigation, right? And my first thought once I heard that was, okay, yeah, they are getting rid of Google Maps, and they have, because this is no longer Google Maps.
Right.
This is Maps by TomTom.
Right.
This is Map. So there's no Google Maps here anymore as of iOS 6. It's gone. So this is TomTom Maps. I'm like, okay, so I type in an address I want to go to, and it's a little funky to, you know, obviously the first time I've used it, so I got to learn how to use it. And then I say, okay, go, and it doesn't work half the time, so it's buggy. So they're working on that. But the other thing is, there's no voice, like turn right in 300 feet or whatever. That's because in order to get the voice stuff, you got to have Siri.
Right.
So I'm like, well, there you go. Because, you know, every 2 years I'm buying a new phone.
Well, that's, you know, smart on Apple's part.
That's why they got 500 quadrillion bazillion in the bank.
Right. So after the conference, I was sitting there going like, man, they didn't say anything about a
Mac Pro.
About a Pro machine.
Right.
Right. And of course, you know, a lot of our friends they really want one.
You want some tape? I got some tape.
No, it's it's cool.
I'm gonna tape it up.
You're gonna tape it up.
Yeah, I'll tape.
I'll take my headset off. We need a video camera so you can watch stuff in action.
Here. We could do Ustream.
That would be video.
So
see us and see how awful this place looks.
And they're like, dude.
No, thank you.
So which we keep going. Okay. So anyway, so
this is a very professional show. we're gonna repair on while we're live on the
live repair.
We're repairing our headset.
So I thought, well, shoot, I'm gonna send off an email.
Here, you hold that.
I'll hold that. How am I hold the mic? Okay, there we go. That works.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's do
this. Baby, let's get kinky. Oh, I guess I gotta cut that one too.
That reminds me of the Secret Service and the Columbia chicks.
You're now going to talk.
What a foobar that is, right?
Yeah.
Like, I want my money. I want, you know. Anyway, it's legal in Columbia. It's interesting.
What is?
Prostitution.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Why did you bring that up?
You know, Mustang Ranch. Oh, that was another one of the things on another program. They're talking about the Mustang Ranch and American Greed and all that stuff. Anyway, I digress. So I thought, well, shoot, I'm going to send an email to Tim Cook. Because his email is just tcook@apple.com.
Right.
So I sent a very nice email, basic, you know, respectful and whatnot, just asking a question. What about a pro machine for pro users? It's been, 2 years since we've had a pro machine release update. That works.
That looks so stupid.
That works. That's all. That's awesome. All right, cool.
For the next 10 minutes of our show, podcast.
So give me 1 second while I put the headset on.
Coming back to my booth over here.
All right, much better. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Okay. So I send this email out, and I'm not expecting to get an email back.
Hey, we got 4 minutes left.
Okay. I'm not expecting to get an email back from Tim Cook, because it's Tim Cook. And he's, you know, at the developers conference, probably, you know, being bum-rushed by everyone in the world.
Right.
Well, 10 minutes later, I got an email from Tim Cook, a response saying,
nice.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your concern. And don't worry, in basically a year from now, we're going to have a really cool pro machine.
Nice.
And I thought, you know, holy smokes.
Excellent.
So
that's right. I remember reading that they also dove into the new iMac possibilities as well on that one as well. So
you know, I sent that off to, was it Mac Rumors?
Yeah, right? Yep.
But I asked to be anonymous because I didn't want to, you know, I just didn't.
And now the whole world knows.
But it was cool because they used it. And it was funny because I was on the forums, right, for Mac Rumors. And they're like, I don't believe this guy that posted this, you know.
Oh, really?
About, oh, yeah, there's like a couple of people, you know, blah, 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 blah. I don't believe this guy who's, you know. And I just thought, like, well, don't have to believe me, but I have the email right here.
Well, you need to keep that bookmarked. And then in the year, just go, oh, by the way, you know, I'm the anonymous dude. And guess what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't care about that. But I just thought, you know, how cool is that of Tim Cook to send an email to some dude?
Well, it's cool that Tim Cook said that to you. Steve Jobs told my brother to get a life.
Yeah. Did he frame that?
I don't think so.
He should.
Yeah, well.
I mean, that's pretty cool in of itself, right?
Jobs didn't recognize somebody, Moscone Center or something like that
something,
or whatever,
yeah.
Because, you know, they're the ones that made Apple happen because of Macworld, and now it's a slap in the face to them.
Slap in the face.
Or something like whatever, like
with
that.
With a trout. Remember that?
Yeah.
Slap you with a trout.
And then Steve Jobs replied, get alive. That's awesome.
Well, we'll end the show on that.
He should have said. He should have said.
I knew that was coming.
That should have been the reply to Tim Cook.
Oh, man.
Mac Pros?
Dude.
All right, well, we got 40 seconds left. Anything parting you want to say?
You know, just watch out for red flags. And, you know, if you want to sell your car, Call that number.
Call whoever the hell it is.
Willard, whatever.
And Wilmer. Well,
Wilmer. Oh, that's it. Wilmer.
And if you want your car repaired, go to KM Service in Culver City.
Yeah, in all seriousness, take your car to Mark.
Yeah, Mark's awesome.
He'll hook you up.
You want to?
With lubrication.
Well, that was our. That was.
I think you can edit that out.
No, we're gonna leave that in, man.
Well, it's pretty. Yeah.
That's great.
It pretty much sums up the show. I'm gonna go to France.
All right.
Obama's popular.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see everyone next week.
And watch John Carter.
And go watch John Carter again. Yes. All right. See you next week.
Peace, love, and DDFness.